Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200. All right, good evening, and welcome aboard another edition, Sports Overnight America, across the country and around the globe here on Sports Byline Broadcast. Yes, indeed, we are on iHeartRadio, tuned in, Simple Radio, and we stream at sportsbyline.com and around the globe on the American Forces Radio Network. A Thursday into a Friday, Dominic Jimenez along the way as well as we go through a busy day and what will be, I think, a very, very good weekend in the world of sports. A lot of baseball, of course, and obviously you've got the soccer, and already, Dom, lickety-split, this is a great producer. Before we even get started, 1-0 U.S. Over Panama in Copa. So there you go. U.S. with a quick 1-0 lead. This should be a rout. They should have blown out Bolivia. They didn't. They won it 2-0. I think they had a goal taken down. But then later on tonight, Uruguay will take on Bolivia. So, and that should be a lopsided game itself. But how about Mexico last night getting picked off by Venezuela? I know Mr. Dominic Jimenez is a little bit happy with that. But away we go. But, yeah, baseball kind of takes over. You know, we'll get into the golf here a little bit this weekend with, obviously, Rocket Mortgage. And I misspoke yesterday. I got to own this. Caller, listener, got on me. Said, hey, DeChambeau, yeah, he might have won there, but he's a live tour guy. Pipe down. He's not showing up in Detroit at Rocket Mortgage. So, yes, the U.S. Open champion is playing for Liv in the Liv Golf Tournament. Yes. Oh, away we go. Golf circuit, or the golf league, whatever you want to call it. Speaking of golf, Derek Lowe coming up, former Red Sox boy. He's had a big resume. I mean, Red Sox, Dodgers, Braves. Oh, let's see. Was he Detroit, Seattle? He's a Dearborn, Michigan guy. Red Sox, of course, had a no-hitter in 2022, part of Curse of the Bambino, that team with Tim Wakefield and Millar and the whole cowboy up gang. So, yeah, Derek Lowe, he's part of the 35th American Century Championship. This is where celebrities come to play. And so very, very happy to be talking to Derek Lowe. And he is warming up in the pen literally as we speak. So we get it going here on Sports Byline and Sports Overnight. I'm Marty Terrell. Lots to get to here. Again, American Championship, American Century, and fantasy teams can be drafted. We'll tell you how coming up here on Sports Overnight.
If you weren't with me in the gym, ain't no need to double back, don't even trip.
I told her, get with the program, walk and play like a slow jam. This ain't regular, regular. I ain't nothing that you settle for, no. Nice try, wrong guy, maybe next time.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? Today, we urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Dot Center at 515-355-3200.
Get the latest on Euro 24 and Copa all week long right here on Sports Byline USA. This is Tyler Levine. Join me throughout the week on Sports Overnight America starting at 6 p.m. Eastern. I break down all the action. You get opinions, analysis, and passion like you've never heard before for the greatest sport in the world, soccer. Hey, I don't mind if you listen just for the kicks. Euro 24 Copa right here on Sports Byline and worldwide on American Forces Radio Network.
All right, talking the world of sports here on a Thursday into a Friday here on Sports Byline, and it's always nice. This gentleman's been an unbelievable friend of this network. He's lickety-split, scheduled an interview. He is Johnny on the spot, and he's right on time. He is former big leaguer, Derek Lowe. And, Derek, thank you for being kind to this show coming on today to talk about American Century Championship, which is a great golf event. But thanks for being just a good guy for the whole network. How are you, Derek?
Doing good. Just down here in Florida where it's about 100 degrees every day, so we don't play a lot of golf this time of year, but all's good.
Yeah, you looking forward to getting up to Lake Tahoe, though, Edgewood, July 10th through the 14th. And, Derek, new wrinkle, how about this fantasy? Us listeners and us fans could draft the fantasy team with you guys. So do I put D-Lo on my team or what?
This is the first I'm hearing of it. Depends on what group you get put into, let's just be honest. But as far as excitement level, I mean, this is our Christmas. You know, this is your little kid waiting for Santa coming down the chimney. You know, you count the days down. You know, we're basically less than 2 weeks. We can't wait. But that'd be great. Anytime you can interact with fans to want to participate in something that we're involved in. But again, I don't know what flight I'm in. But I would, if I'm in flight A, I would maybe lean towards a Marty Fish or a Romo, but. You never know.
Yeah. You know, how about if you drew Smoltzy, your old buddy, and I think a teammate maybe somewhere along the line? I'd like to, and two Michigan guys, really. I mean, come on, you and Smoltz. Yeah. How about that?
Yeah, I've golfed with them. We never played actually baseball together. But again, this is the first I'm hearing of it. And I think it's just, the tournament's already so fantastic. It's just a great venue at Edgewood Tahoe. I mean, the weather is always spectacular. They've done an amazing job. I think this will be my 12th year, 11th year. I'm coming off an amazing year last year when Stephen Curry won, having the eagle last hole. I believe they're sold out again, which is an amazing thing for an amateur event. So they do a tremendous job. We have great events Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, where we intermingle with people from American Century, and you play in Pro-Am. So it's not just Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You know, we do a lot of our work Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, which is more important than how we golf on the weekend.
Yeah, Derek, I'm going to take the liberty, being a New England guy myself, calling you former Red Sox great Derek Lowe. I could go through your whole resume, but let me tell you, you were a beloved figure in Boston. I mean, you know, I tell you, if my family knew you were coming on, I did send them a quick little heads up. It's just great. I mean, you're going to live in Red Sox lore forever, and we'll get to that in a moment. I want to stay on golf, though. You know what I like about this tournament? First of all, some of these celebrities, yourself and some of these guys, why is it that so many professional athletes tend to really become very good golfers? And I could cite a whole bunch of examples. Two you mentioned, Curry and Schmaltz, but there's a lot of guys, yourself, pretty good stick. What is it? Is it just that you guys are naturally gifted athletes in the hand-eye coordination that is so essential to golf, Derek?
Yeah, and I'm not even talking about the guys at the top of the leaderboard. I mean, I think there's 86 or 90, whatever it is. Yep. So there's guys that, you know, maybe aren't, you know, have a chance to win, but they love the game. They love to compete. You know what I mean? And I think that's what brings out golf. It's the competitiveness. It's the ability for us all to get together. We don't get to do it very often anymore now that we're mostly all retired. But it's just you against the golf course. You know, it's not a team event. It's obviously an individual event. But I think it's that when people retire, I think it's that, okay, now what am I going to do to kind of fill that void that I need to compete? And golf kind of is that avenue where people feel like, okay, this is something I can do. And you just meet great people, and it brings you to great destinations. But I think, again, it's more – it kind of keeps your competitive juices going no matter how good or bad golfer you may or may not be.
That's where I wanted to go with you. You took the words right out of my mouth. Does this reignite most of the guys out there and really reignite their competitive juices? Because you guys are all competitive. And if you're not, how the heck did you become a professional athlete is what I would profess to say. But does it reinvigorate you?
Yes, it does, but you also got to be realistic. I mean, none of us did this for a living. And so, I mean, yes, some of us may have low handicaps, but the bottom line is we are amateurs, and, you're going to hit funny shots along the journey. I've learned to kind of, accept those because no one wants them, but they're going to happen. But again, it's just a venue. I truly want to keep going back to that. Like, if no one's ever been to Edgewood at Lake Tahoe, to see the 17th hole or see all 18 holes, really doesn't matter. But to see all the boats, I mean, very few people in their life ever get to hit a shot in front of about 2,500 to 3,000 people. And it stops you, when you get to that tee to kind of see everything. Unfortunately, a lot of us don't have a lot of positive thoughts. All we're thinking about is get the ball airborne instead of doing maybe a few other things that I won't say the names. But yeah, again, it's how the tournaments run, how they make you feel. So it's just an honor to be able to go back again, I think, for my 11th or 12th time, and we just can't wait to get there.
Yeah, I've got a couple of minutes left with you. Take advantage of this. ACCFantasyGolf.com. Build your fantasy team. You can win a chance, or rather get a chance, when you enter to win a trip for two to the 2025 American Century Championship. Derek, among your great accomplishments in life, I think it's very appropriate, and I hope you don't mind me doing this, but your work with cancer has been amazing, and of course I think of Dana-Farber, Jimmy Fund, but I wanted to take a moment to remember Tim Wakefield and what the Wakefield family endured, and I just wanted to give you a moment because you have done such great work on behalf of cancer. So would you mind sharing us just what it's meant to you, and of course, man, your brother Tim Wakefield. That was a tough one for
I had squamous carcinoma cancer on my nose about, I want to say, 24 years ago. And for all the people out there that have had the C word, man, it's a shocker, and you go through it. Thank God I caught mine kind of early, and so all I have is a scar on my nose. And thank you for saying that. You try to, talk to people, especially young kids, about, skin, sunscreen and all that. But, so yeah, this one's going to be a tough one. Last year we got a new, with Tim's wife, with Stacy, was going through. And so she came out to Edgewood and his whole family. And the sponsors were very nice. So they put me, Kevin Millar, and Tim Wake together the first round. And so all the families were together. And Wakey's daughter was Caddy, and Mollar's cat, or Caddy was his daughter also. And so we went out Thursday, we rented a boat, and, I got pictures of him out singing, and they have great events at night, and Tim got on stage and sang a song. We have karaoke night, which is not the best thing in the world, but he got out and sang a song to Stacy. And so, yeah, this is our one-year anniversary, and it's going to be sad. This will be our fourth event of the year. And everywhere we've gone, they've done a great tribute to him. But I think this one's going to be tough because this was his baby. He beloved it. He was cherished there. And people are going to miss him. And so especially me playing with him, you know, he became one of my dearest friends after I left in 04. And we became really close. And so, yeah, I mean, anyone that's ever lost someone, I mean, it's not easy, but especially when you go back to a venue that we all know he loves. So I know they're going to do something on his behalf. And, you know, I'm just here to help out and not have people not forget about him. You know, I mean, it was just a tragic, tragic thing. And the Red Sox did an amazing job this year of celebrating his life at Fenway. But to, you know, I just think about the kids, you know, now that people lose two parents in about a, you know, 4 or 5 month span. So my heart goes out to the kids. And, but yeah, he'll never be forgotten. And I imagine this week in Lake Tahoe, we'll do a great thing for him.
Well, I appreciate you. Wish you the best of luck. It's going to be July 10th through the 14th out at Edgewood in Lake Tahoe.
Throw me on your fantasy team. Throw me on your fantasy
I'm gonna promote you. Yeah. All week long. We're gonna draft Derek Lowe, and we expect
there
nothing but the winner's circle. All right.
Yeah, and I won't check my text if I'm not playing well.
Derek, we love you. Thank you for coming on. You're a good dude. Thank you. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, boys. We'll talk to you.
Go. Nice job out of him. And again, his cancer work has been amazing. And he himself with the skin and the carcinoma. And then again, Tim Wakefield. And then 4 or 5 months later, that Wakefield family lost both mom and dad. And boy, if that doesn't tug at your heartstrings, nothing will. Nothing will. And don't forget, he was on the mound Game 4 when AL Sweppo the Cardinals to break the curse of the Bambino. Keith Foulke closed it out. I'm Marty Terrell. We're coming back. This is Sports Overnight America on Sports Byline.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
You know, I forgot tonight's debate night. Here I am rolling on endlessly about the world of sports. I mean, come on, Biden and Trump. How do you want to handicap that disaster tonight? I mean, these two cats are over 160 years old combined. Oh, my Lord. And you know what? They'll get buku ratings. All right, let's get him in here. He deserved a better intro than that. He's my man, Tyler Levine. We're going to do some NBA draft, but we got to go right to Copa right away, Tyler, because what a weird and Dominic Jimenez, our crack producer, who is one of the best, he kept me alerted. What a crazy start to USA and Panama, huh? Give me a quick update before we get into the NBA, and then we'll double back in segment number two and pick up on the soccer. But what a weird, huh? 10, 12 minutes, first half. Let's hear.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the last 10 minutes have been a roller coaster of emotions. The red card is it's pretty tough to allow. Oh, wow, 1-1 as we speak. That's crazy. So even more is developing as we speak. I mean, the red card is inexcusable. You hate to see it, especially in a game like this where, you know, if you win the game, you don't have to worry about what happens on the final day knowing that you're going through. It's a pretty immature mistake to make. I mean, he's going to have to learn from it, and, you know, the USA are going to face some adversity now. You know, playing down 10 men. Our first goal was an absolute rocket off the post, upper 90, off of a bad giveaway in the back. And Panama, I mean, as we are speaking, just equalized. So we got 1-1, and it's making up to be a pretty interesting game. We were talking ahead of time, and I was saying this one's got to be an easy win for the U.S. to feel comfortable moving forward and confident going into, hopefully, the knockout rounds. But, you know, now they're going to have to get this one done and man down.
Give me the details on the red card. What was it all about? And who was it? I think Dom said down the line, Waya. Who was it?
Yeah, it was Waya. It seems like there was a bit of a scuffle, and he, you know, he not a close fist punch, but he, you know, hit him in the head. And in today's day and age with VAR, where, you know, they can just replay it in slow motion, it's always going to look worse than it is. Not, you know, it was pretty bad. I have to say, it was. I mean, as soon as I saw the ref go over to the monitor and watch it once, it was. He immediately walks away, and, you know, that's usually not a good sign if you're a U.S. fan. So, I mean, let's see what happens here. It's, you know, USA is giving me England vibes. And so, you know, Berhalter and Southgate seem to be, you know, long-lost twin brothers. It doesn't seem like they really have an idea of what's going on. And, you know, we'll see what happens here. I'm obviously pulling for our boys, but, you know, it's really tough to go down a man this early in the game, in a game like this, against a team like this.
All right, stay with us throughout the night. Scores, interviews, highlights. We got you covered on Sports Overnight. All right, Tyler, good job. We know Bolivia, Uruguay later. That's going to be should be a rout, so we won't spend any time. Let's get into the draft. You and I talked beforehand, before the draft last night, and now we got day two. I don't know. To me, it lacked buzz. It just does. I mean, nothing against the foreign players. Sarr, I think, has a chance to be good. The number one guy, I couldn't pick him out of a police lineup. I think the Connecticut guys are decent. Shepard, I don't know. I mean, you know, Calipari is big when he was at Kentucky. He was big on role players. So I don't think we saw the best of Reed Shepard. I think that's a good catch. I think Houston at three. But I don't know. This draft, to me, lacked a lot of juice. So try to talk me out of it. But I couldn't get into it too much, to be perfectly honest with you.
Yeah, I think this is one of the weaker draft classes that we've seen recently. I do think, however, in there are some good snags. I love Dalton Kanek to the Lakers. I was reading up that a lot of teams are passing on him because of his age. I mean, the guy can shoot. He can dunk. He's active. He had a great NCAA tournament with Tennessee. He was a pleasure to watch all year. As a Knicks fan, I would have absolutely loved if he slipped a little bit further. But I also, I really like the Rob Dillingham trade that the Spurs had made, and I like the pickup for Minnesota. I think it's good for him to learn under a Mike Connolly. I find the Zach Edey pick very interesting, but it's tough to teach. I mean, you can't teach size like that, and let's see how he'll develop, as a player. But I think pairing him with a Ja Morant, it can't hurt to have someone that large, on the floor for you. Just a couple minutes ago, Bronny going to the Lakers, which, who knows how he'll be as a player, really the value in that pick, but it is certainly something, cool to see father and son in the NBA.
Well, you knew it was going to happen. I thought it would too. What bothers me about this? I mean, and I love LeBron. I really do. I used to, he was overexposed when he announced, the decision to go to Miami. I thought that was a joke. I mean, Jim Gray embarrassed himself. I just thought it was. The problem I have, what I'll say is, and you've probably read this yourself, LeBron's been with the same woman his whole life, with his high school sweetheart. Never been arrested, not so much as a parking ticket that we know about. No women on the side, no children out of wedlock. I mean, the guy's been an exemplary human being. Forget basketball. Mm-hmm. He really has. He's been exemplary. And his post-career with movies and production and all the stuff he's going to do, I can tell you right now, it's going to be one of the wealthiest guys in our lifetime. That being said, handpicks J.J. Redick, now his kid. I get it. I mean, they had L.A. We had Showtime once. This is just going to be dripping to me with we're going to get clubbed over the head with this. I think it's going to have a very, very annoying shelf life. Let's hear. Go ahead.
I 100% agree. I mean, I've been on this side of the take for, LeBron's entire career. I absolutely respect him as, one of the greats and one of the best ever. I'll never say that he'll pass Jordan in my eyes by any means. But the media shoves him down our throat always, and it's going to be the James show for next season. It is what it is. At this point, you have to get used to it. But, I don't see the Lakers doing anything in the West. I don't care what moves they make. I think there are other teams that are stronger, younger, and it's like you said, it's just hand picking. It's he's a player, not the GM. We'll see what happens with this Bronny James pick, what type of player he develops into. But I'm already sick and tired of all the posts and clips, and it's all anyone's going to talk about. I can't even watch TV tomorrow now, so that's disappointing. that's thoughts on that.
Yeah, Tyler Levine is with us. We're going to do more on soccer coming up here in a moment, but we got a few more minutes. I want to take full advantage, and he'll be with us this weekend as well. Really looking forward to it. Indeed. Actually, plenty of time left. I guess, like any draft, I don't care the sport. It could be the NBA draft, Major League Baseball draft. It could be any of it, football, you name it, basketball. You get a first round of 30 picks or whatever. I guarantee you that half are going to be a bust. The other third are going to be pretty good. And then there's going to be a handful of superstars. I don't know where to go. I think Castle from UConn has a chance to be, I don't want to know if I'll go so far as to say Dwayne Wade, but that kid's got some game. Klingon is a monster. You mentioned Eddie. He's pretty darn big and very good. I'm surprised he fell like he did. I mean, he was never really projected that high. I think Memphis, like you said, gets a steal there. And, having Ja Morant, to play off of ought to be interesting. But I don't know. Is there anybody that jumps off the page where you think it's going to be a lock, stock, and barrel superstar or maybe more than one or two? I don't know. Let's hear.
I mean, I like Reed Sheppard just because of the fact that he's a Kentucky guard. He's coached well. I think that he's going to immediately have an impact or at least, be forced to try and have an impact in the situation that he's in Houston. Someone that, might not necessarily be thought of as lock, stock, and barrel, Cody Williams, shooting guard out of Colorado. I really enjoy watching him all year, and he has some game, and he's confident, and I think that, Utah are going to look back and be super happy with their decision to take him, especially as they continue to build, and it's, a spot in, the guards in general in Utah are something that they could bulk up on. But I touched on Dalton Connect. I really have super high hopes for him. But like we spoke about earlier, like none of these names are really, jumping off the sheet at me, and I'm saying like, okay, yeah, this is a bona fide superstar that is going to, turn this organization around or make this person a title contender. I don't see much out of that. And I think that's part of what leads to the disinterest in this year's draft. But, it happens. It's one of those years. But, we'll see. Obviously, I don't know much about these guys from France. It's pretty crazy that one and two, I think it's the first time in NBA history that first and second pick are both international, which I guess is probably the most interesting part of this draft to begin with. But I also, Dillingham, I think, is a stud. He's a dog.
Yeah.
He can score. He can do everything. And I think that a huge part of this is, the situation that they're walking into. And I think that, Williams, Edie, Dillingham, they have the advantage in terms of, the situation that they're walking into is decent, or, obviously Minnesota's, killer. So he's going to probably walk into the best situation out of, anyone in this first or second round thus far.
Yeah, I hope he's good, because I'd like to see him. I loved him at Purdue. I did. He was just a beast at times. He really and truly was. All right, we're up against it. I just want to say this. Day two sometimes comes with trades. Teams will peddle their picks, so on and so forth. I mean, Boston got the kid out of Creighton, which is a nice little role player. I mean, they'll take him along. He'll probably have to do some G League time. But less than a minute left. Just give this overall draft. I gave it a C+. Just give me a quick grade on this draft so far.
I'll give it a C. C+ is too generous for me. I think it's disappointing, but it is what it is.
Yep. All right, good job. You stay tuned. We got a lot to go. We have a whole second half coming up. And he'll keep us updated. We'll get a scoreboard update here on USA and Panama. We look forward to it. We are presented by American Premium Vodka, APV. Enjoy it and celebrate responsibly. Rocket Mortgage Golf Classic going on in their home base of Detroit. Rocket Mortgage with $10,000 for your closing cost. Here on Sports Byline and Sports Overnight. We're coming right back.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. And look at you, hands perfectly placed on the wheel. Not like the driver to the right of you who's really going after that drum solo. Save with DriveWise and the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airline airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call Skywatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Hi, this is Blake Byrne. Each Saturday night, we're talking health and fitness right here on Sports Byline USA. You can hear my podcast on the iHeartRadio as well. Hit me up on Instagram at Byrne.Blake and Twitter.
Health and fitness with Blake Byrne each Saturday night during Sports Weekend right here on Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeart, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and the American Forces Radio Network.
All right, talking the world of sports, rolling on here Thursday into a Friday. We've got Sports Weekend coming up. Yeah, Friday and Saturday, and bring you back on Sunday with a recap of the whole weekend. We love it. Cesar Blackman got the goal at 26th minute to bring Panama to a 1-1 tie so far, United States 2024 Copa America. First U.S. goal getting a lot of attention. Just give me a quick recap if you got anything for us, Tyler, and then we'll jump back into Euro 2024, where we got a lot to talk about.
I mean, yeah, it was a world-class goal. You know, it was a bad giveaway by Panama, to be fair, so it wasn't, you know, like a fluent USA buildup, but, you know, it's as good as it gets. He catches it, you know, at his feet at the top of the box, makes a quick little move and hammers it off the top post and in. Absolutely fantastic finish. You love to see it. That's, you know, two goals in two games for Balogun. So I'm excited to see. I'm happy to have him on the team and excited to see his future with the U.S. men's national team.
All right, here we go, Tyler. You know, dark today in the Euro 24, dark on Friday, but the full lights will be illuminated for the beginning of knockout. Here we go. Give us a little overview here. I mean, there's some teams right now. I mean, England, yeah, we're scratching our head. France, we're starting to wonder about. I mean, there is, you know, Germany obviously enjoying some home turf. Portugal. I mean, we got a laundry list of countries that are just not, you know, really hitting their stride. And Austria is raising a few eyebrows. So let's start with some of the problem children, so to speak. And then let's get into a couple of surprises. And let's see where Spain and some of the other guys go. Let's hear.
All right, perfect. So I'll start off with who I think has some major trouble. First off, Belgium. I mean, they've looked absolutely terrible in the first three games. They seem to be allergic to scoring, as I alluded to yesterday. I mean, Lukaku's had, I think, four goals called offside for VAR, but, you know, that's why it's there. You know, they weren't valid goals, so I don't really feel too bad for them. I mean, they looked terrible after the final whistle yesterday. They're getting booed by their fans and, you know, the players, Kevin De Bruyne, you know, I believe captain of the team, telling them to walk away, don't applaud the fans. He's, you know, all upset in his post-match interview. And they go up against a France team that, like I spoke about yesterday, yeah, they didn't score any goals in open play in the group stage, but, I mean, they probably have the most dangerous attack that there is in the tournament. And all it takes is for them to click on one particular day, and it's tough to keep up with them when you are playing well. So, you know, going into this game, and it's not like Belgium's strength is their defense by any means. So I think that they're really going to struggle. I don't see this one being particularly close. I mean, France is a, you know, -115 favorite. I'm personally, you know, if I'm taking something on the game, it's going to be that. Over under 2.5, I can see this one getting out of hand, and I think there might be a lot of goals here, regardless of the struggles that both teams have had scoring. I don't know, I just feel that France is going to get it together for this game. You know, they always step up for the big ones, and they should have no problems. You know, other teams that I think can, you know, be on upset alert, for lack of a better term, Italy. Switzerland are an experienced team. They don't give up too much. Neither team is particularly thriving in terms of attacking play. I do think Italy will get it done, but I think that it's going to be a close one, potentially one that goes into extra time. You know, maybe PKs, who knows. Teams that I think, England, obviously. I mean, they did virtually nothing in the group stage other than put us to sleep watching their games. I have been seeing reports that Kobe Mainoo will be getting his first start, which does make me feel very good for England. But let's see if he listens to the feedback that pretty much the entire world is giving him, and hopefully they can figure it out together, because they've had zero fluidity in their games thus far. And Slovakia is a team that has absolutely nothing to lose here, so they're going to go for it. You know, it's win or go home at this point. So it's, you know, again, it's coming up against a side that has nothing to lose when you have all the pressure on you can put you in a difficult situation, especially when you're not playing with confidence. So let's see if Jude and Foden, Harry Kane, Saka, and the boys can step up. I'm not sure if Foden will be starting. He had left the tournament for a family matter a matter of days ago. I believe he arrived back today. And his training with the team, but you never know, a day away. And on top of that, you know, a little bit of pressure on Southgate to potentially switch his position or drop him for right now. You know, maybe we'll see Anthony Gordon start out on the left. Portugal, I think, should have no issues. Germany, this will be a tough one for them as well. I think that a lot of people will expect Germany to blow them out, and by all means, that absolutely could happen, but Denmark do not give up too much. They're very sound defensively. They have an incredibly experienced goalkeeper in Schmeichel. And, you know, although they're not too much of a scoring threat, if they can find a way to get it to extra time and PKs, anything can happen in that spot. So Germany is home, obviously, playing in Dortmund, which is a great stadium. Their crowd will certainly be lively, but the Denmark fans will show out as well. And that's probably one of my games that I'm most excited for this weekend to watch, especially as the host nation. But if Germany are doing their thing and Musiala is ticking, they're going to be tough to stop. I'm very interested to see if they continue to go with Havertz up front. Has not had the best of tournaments. Isn't, in my eyes, really the best of players to begin with. Arsenal player, he just doesn't do it for me. He doesn't tick the boxes. So let's see if they continue to go with him up front. Let's see, I Austria, as we spoke about, I mean, they're a team that, if you look at the bracket and how it's set up here, you know, on one side we have France, Portugal, Spain, and Germany. The other side, you know, Austria, Netherlands, and England are really those strong teams. And Austria's probably, if we're being honest, looked the best in terms of fluidity, you know, knowing their system, executing on their game plan, and they have the belief that they can beat anyone right now.
You know, I got that game circled on Tuesday. I'm telling you right now, I get what you're saying about Austria. Turkey looms as a very, very legit upsetter, in my opinion. I'm telling you. Austria, look, they're playing great. But you know as well as I do, that can change in a nanosecond. It really and truly can. Do you give Turkey any shot in that game on Tuesday? I know we're getting away from the weekend, and I kind of want to go back to the bracket confirmation. But how do you see do you rate Turkey a legit upset, or am I drinking Kool-Aid?
No, I mean, I think that there's always a chance, obviously. Turkey certainly are able to get the ball in the back of the net. They have experience, and it really comes down to how well, how organized they are defensively, because that's where some of their struggles can show up, as we saw, I mean, with the own goal against Portugal, which was, you know, I think gave everyone a good laugh. But, you know, in all seriousness, one mistake like that, you know, against a team that's ticking can kill you. And if they fall behind early, I think it's going to be tough to come back. So I think if they're going to want to win this game, they got to get the first goal, or hope to get it to PKs, where, again, like I said before, anything can happen. But I do think that, you know, Austria is a minus 115 favorite. That line's a little weird. I'd peg them to be a little bit higher of a number there, maybe 140, 150, but I think that Austria can certainly get it done if they just keep playing their game and, you know, keep doing things the way that they've been doing them.
Let's get to the bracket here, do a little bracket racket here, round of 16. I mean, Spain, should be an easy winner over Georgia. How do you see the Spaniards going on that side of the bracket?
I mean, the interesting thing about Georgia is their team has been playing together for a very long time, and they're very well organized defensively, believe it or not. With that being said, if Spain play even half as good as they're able to and they just finish their chances, they should have absolutely no issue. It's going to make for a very, very intriguing quarterfinal matchup with Germany if they're able to get it done against Denmark. That one I think is going to have everyone on the edge of their seats. That's one that I'm super, super excited for. I mean, being honest, this whole side of the bracket, these quarterfinal matchups are going to be amazing. It makes you wish that it was a semifinal matchup just because of the, you know, the added drama that comes with that. But, man, what a treat would we have. Germany, Spain, potentially France and Portugal, if things go the way that I think they're going to go. And, you know, in those games, it's one mistake is makes or breaks it for people. We were talking earlier in the week, Germany and Spain were, you know, the two of the teams that we spoke about that we think could win it. So you have to think, you know, the winner of that next game could go on to take down the whole thing. And I'm super excited to see how they line up. I think that plays a huge part in it. Spain can make mistakes defensively, and that was my one concern for them. And Germany have been playing very well on the attack. So that's going to be an interesting matchup. Spain will have to be locked in for that game, ready to go, and have to have laser focus, obviously. And Germany as well, they can't let it slip up. I think, you know, the home field advantage is helpful for them, but in a sense it also adds pressure. So we'll see how that goes. But I think that I think Spain are going to have a pretty easy time with Georgia. And, you know, the difficulties will lie in the quarterfinals. And if they can get past that, I do think the winner of that game is who ends up in the final.
All right, I'll get a few Tyler tidbits in a moment, but I want to go to coverage by Fox and tell you a funny story about JP Della Camera. He's a Boston guy, and you'll like it that I remember him doing soccer in Springfield, Mass, and doing American Hockey League with the old Springfield Kings, JP Della Camera. He does a great job. I want to get to that in a moment just to get your overall opinion of the coverage on Fox. I don't like the VAR. I don't like the video-assisted replay. I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't. And I don't know. It's like they're splitting hairs on offsides. It drives me crazy. So give me a hit on video-assisted reviews or rules or whatever. And then how is Fox doing, in your opinion?
So VAR is tricky for me because I'm like half and half. I like it for offsides in a sense that when they use the proper technology, obviously, and get it right, I think that that's fair. What I don't like is this going back to change a yellow to a red or a red to a yellow. I think that, you know, part of sports is referees, you know, messing up calls, and you live and you die by that. But I think that they take too long to do the reviews. There are a lot of instances in the Premier League this year where they just blatantly got it wrong. You know, like they marked the wrong guy when they were doing the offside lines and everything, and that for me is absolutely inexcusable. If I had to choose black or white, with or without it, I'd probably lean without it, to be honest, because it adds that added drama, and it's something that, you know, for our entire lives prior to a couple of years ago in the soccer world, at least, it wasn't there and we were all fine. But I do like it for the offsides, and I like when they get it right and let them play on and see how things develop. Obviously, the controversy there lies in, you know, injuries and all that stuff, but you haven't seen that too many times. I don't think you will see it too many times moving forward either. But I'm split on VAR. I'm not sure how I feel about it. In terms of the Fox coverage, I mean, it is what it is. I don't love Landon Donovan in the booth personally. I'm an EPL guy, so I like the Peter Durries of the world. I wish he was doing it. Alexi Lalas, I personally can't stand. All respect to him and everything. I'm sure he's a great guy, but listening to him is like sticking knives in my ears. The coverage is fine. It is what it is.
That's good. That's good. I'm looking at my Skype screen, and you're going to love this, Tyler. I should see if I can grab my phone and grab a camera shot of it. But where's my phone? But anyway, who is this guy? I swear to God, I want you to take 2 minutes or a minute and give us a radio resume. I swear to God on my screen, who is this guy? You only got 30 seconds, real quick. Who are you, man? You're awesome. Thank you. Go ahead.
I grew up loving soccer. I was a D3 player. I've played my whole life. New York State champion. Tyler Adams, actually, for the U.S. men's national team, played in the same club that I played in. We're from the same town, ironically enough. And I just love the game. I got connected with Marty through a friend of a friend, and he asked me to come on the show, and, you know, we've been sharing, you know, talking about the Euros left and right, and, you know, I absolutely love it. In terms of radio experience, this is my first time being on, but I'm a talker. I love the game, and I'm excited to be here for sure.
We love it. Hey, we'll talk to you tomorrow, and then on Saturday, we got the whole weekend, Saturday into Sunday. Thank you, my friend. Good job, Tyler.
Yes,
excellent.
Sir. Talk soon.
Bye.
You got it, Tyler Levine. There you go. Western New England College, Springfield, Mass. He's a Poughkeepsie area guy, I want to say, in upstate New York, about an hour and a half north of the city. I'm Marty Terrell. We're coming back here.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
We get into the summer sounds of Chicago, right? Beginnings? Yeah, well, we use it at the end, right? Yeah, we're going to take you to the top of the hour here with what we're streaming and screaming about. U.S.-Panama, boy, if they get beat, oof, this won't go over well. And anyhow, I thought Tyler did a great job setting up the brackets. We'll see if England can get their you-know-what together. I mean, right now, if I had to say, and again, I'm completely getting into it. I love it. I really and truly do. I've just, you know, Dom kind of turned me on to it when we started a couple years ago. He started talking about it, knows all the players. You know, Levine's the same way. Adam Whitmer comes on here. And we got Nico Fistboss. These guys are unbelievable. And I was late to this party. I wondered why the godforsaken Red Sox owners, John Henry and company, bought the team. Was it Liverpool? And brought LeBron James, speaking of the devil, in as a partner of the Red Sox. And, of course, they got their tentacles in soccer. I get it now. Fenway Motorsports, I'll never come around on that. That's just me. But my God, the Red Sox ownership with this, with the soccer and how big it is. And I can't wait to see these TV ratings. I mean, great job out of Fox. I mean, seriously. I was one of those who said, I can't watch it. It's boring. 1-0 does nothing for me, but there's more to it. It's kind of like an acquired taste for me anyways. I had to stay with it for a while, but it's in my blood. All right, great job out of Derek Lowe. Thanks to him. Tyler Levine once again. Thanks to Tucker Byrne for hooking us up with Tyler. Thanks to the whole Byrne family. Byrne Baby Byrne here with Sports Overnight America and American Premium Vodka. Adios.